It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beat Seat.
I get random men to buy me 4K Chanel bags and private jet trips to Miami just by asking. Here's how. All right, we got to ask, see this freaking mental case. Oh, because I'm hot. Okay. Because you have those stupid fake lips. We all know it. You got Botox. That's botulism. You put poison in your freaking lips.
I have to look so pretty so I could get free jet flights.
I wonder if she's banging it out at least. Thanks for the flight to Miami. Let me go in the room and do my part. You know? That's what you expect from her with the stupid lips. She's doing something with them lips, you know? I'm sorry? Oh yeah, I know. She's getting them filled with botulism. Let's see. And the 4K Chanel bags. Don't forget about those, Joanne. Joanne! Stop wheezing back there. Joanne. Oh, my goodness. Joanne, I know you're getting excited because your song, your theme song, is premiering at 11 a.m. today. Do you guys want a little sneak peek of what Joanne's theme song is? I mean, I kind of want to give it to you. So at least you know what you're getting. You know, you're all like, I wonder what Joanne's theme song is. Well, let's just give you a little sample of it, you know? So I want to play you this just for a second so you understand what Jammin' Joanne is. I should really just kind of jump in the gun on this one. I'll give you the link. I think after the show. Let me go over here.
She's wheezing. She wheezes louder every day. It's all I ever hear when I'm sleeping.
You guys gotta be there for the rest of it. You can't get the whole thing now. Sorry, you're gonna have to come back. We're going back to the story here. Get a random man to buy me a 4K Chanel bag, private trips to Miami without banging it out. Let's see what happens here. Her love language is dollar signs. Carolina Geitz, who made headlines last year for strutting around Soho with a sign that read, looking for a husband. She still hasn't found her Mr. Right. She is getting banged a lot, though, while she just goes to Miami and gets Chanel bags. But it doesn't hurt that she's gotten random men to gift her designer goods and luxury experiences during her hubby hunt. You know, she's doing it, literally. On March 1st, the 29-year-old model and beauty influencer was whisked away in a stranger's private jet to the Sunshine State after she touted around a cardboard sign with the brazen request, fly me to Miami at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey, according to jaw-dropping video she posted on social media. Look at this. She's flying me to Miami at Carolina Gates, and then she's sitting here with a really, really attractive outfit. Look at this. With the knee rip, that's a good one. She's got the knee rip and the stupid cowboy hat to go to Miami. They don't wear cowboy hats in Miami. Like, she should have said, fly me to Nashville. Makes sense, you know? Fly me to Miami, she should be here with like a bag of cocaine, you know? I'm just saying, that's what I expect out of this lady, you know? 6 hour, yeah, Will's in the house. We are drinking our coffee to start the day. Guys, this show is like a cup of coffee for your soul. Bringing you that caffeine experience without the, you know, caffeine, you know, like crash at the end of the day. You don't get that. Look at her. I got my flight to Miami. And she's going to bang it out. She's holding on to this to give the guy that, you know, look what I'm going to do later type of vibe. That was the crazy idea. I knew I could go to a commercial airport and ask somebody there to purchase me a ticket, you know. But I thought that the private jet would be more exciting. Yeah, I live in Soho. I'm like, I don't even got any money. You know, like she's totally, you know, she speaks like that. Geitz, who declined to provide the high flyer's name for privacy reasons, called him such a bad guy. And she plans to stay in touch with it, albeit just as friends. The bangy wasn't good, you know? He didn't appreciate it, maybe. Or maybe he was a little too excited. It was too quick, and now she's just like, nah, let's just be friends, you know? Shortly after touching down in Miami, the brunette bombshell who boasts more than 1.5 million followers on TikTok and Instagram, made her way to the pool at $500 per night hotel in South Beach on his dime. He paid for it, where she ensnared her next unsuspecting benefactor. There she goes with the lips again. Mm-mm. She's there. And then she's got this tattoo. It says, never a fault, always a lesson, maybe. I don't know, something like that. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it says. May I ask you a question, please? Can you rent a room for me in this hotel? I love this hotel. She freaking asked a guy. Excuse me. Can I ask you a question? Could you rent me a room in this hotel? Like, I really love this hotel. Yeah. And she marched. She's gushing on a March 30. Like, I got to see this stupid lady. She's asking people to buy her hotel rooms.
Can I sit there? Yeah? Oh, thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Carolina, nice to meet you.
Oh, she's got the cute voice thing.
Hi, hi, Dad. Hi, Dad. Are you staying in this hotel? Why are you laughing? It's just a question, you know?
I'm sitting by the pool.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. It's such a nice weather in Miami. I just landed, you know?
Oh, really?
I love Miami. Mm-hmm.
I love Miami too. I'm just here on business though.
Oh, okay. May I ask a question, please?
What's that?
Yeah. Can you rent a room for me in this hotel? I love this hotel.
You're joking, right? You're funny.
No, I'm not.
You're not joking?
Oh, no.
You serious?
Yeah.
You just got here though, right?
Yeah, I just got here.
Yeah, I've never done this before.
Really?
You're beautiful.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. You just made my vacation.
Let's go get it done.
Yeah, let's go. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Nah, she's the one. Smoke with her until the stand up until we see the sun and baddest ever. Swear she do it better than I ever seen it done.
Oh my goodness.
Never fall, never long. It's when she told me she ain't never, ever, ever, ever gonna be on.
I'll tell you what, she's banging it out, or she's just like that ultimate tease. You know, she's the ultimate teaser. Could you buy me a hotel room? No, I want you to freaking buy it for me. I don't want to rent it. I want to own it. You got to buy it for me. Maybe you can make me happy and buy me a Tiffany necklace. Look at this one. She's a freaking swindler. Oh my goodness. My point of doing these videos first is to find a boyfriend, a husband for sure. And the second thing is to say to women, like, we are women. We can get things. We just have to tell them, like, I'll bang you out. And then don't, you know, just like do like the, excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't speak English. What's your name, Hilary Baldwin? You're hilarious. Danik, how are you? Good to see you, my friend. You know, when you have it going on here with this lady, she's a wackadoo. You guys know it. We see it. She's out there asking for cash. You know she went to somebody and said, could you give me $50,000? Like, really like $50,000? Yeah, what are you going to do with it? I don't know. I'm going to go get somebody else to get me a hotel room, and I'm going to put the money on the bed. Oh, okay. What are you doing for that $50,000? Oh, bang it out. Yeah, you do bang it out. You know, you have to imagine she's doing a bangaroo. Like, there's no way that this lady right here is getting all these people to buy stuff for her, and she's not doing the 1-2 Magoo with, like, all of them, you know? Especially with those lips. She's doing it with the fake lips. And you can tell, based on this one right here, look how stupid big her lips are. She looks like Octomom. That's Octomom right there. You guys know it. Wait till I put the picture of Octomom up right there when you watch this back. You're going to be like, that's Octomom. She's not only got 20, 30 kids at this point. She's also getting hotel rooms, $50,000 cash to throw on the bed in that hotel room from a different guy, Chanel bag, necklaces, bang them all out. You know, that's five guys in a day, using them lips. The reason they look like that, she's been doing her work. That's not, I'm sorry, I was wrong. That's not botulism. That's just doing her job. I gotta get all these free things, so now I got like inflammation going on with the lips. You gotta give it to her though, because she's doing her part. She's putting the work in, you know? That was her next tip, is guys, don't go and do, you know, botulism and go and puff up your lips. But if you do it, and you look like this chick, She's asking for stuff and getting it. Just keep your eye out for her, guys. She's not marrying you. She may not even be banging you. I'm just letting you know. You're spending $4K on that. Oh, sure, I'll get you a hotel room. Are we staying in that hotel in said hotel room? No, you told me you're here on your own business trip. I just want a hotel room because I really love this hotel. I have these lips because I just did something for the 4K Chanel bag that I'm sitting here with right now, you know? Airport. Also had to do something to get here to Miami. Private jet. Teterboro. Down here to Miami, you know? So that's why I got the stupid lips now. Octomom lips. You've seen people do this, you know? Like, I'm gonna go get Botox. They're like, okay, good idea. And then they're like, they come back, like, looks pretty good. You know, you did a pretty good job with the Botox. You're like, yeah, isn't it cool? Then, like, you see that same person 3 months later, they're like, how's the Botox look? You freaking look like Shanae. That's a Jamie Foxx deal we got going on, you know? You gotta fix that. There's a guy who knows how to fix that, I'm sure. Just stop putting more shit in there, you know? I'm gonna put more in. Oh, really? This lady did it over here. She got a free hotel room, so maybe you're on to something. I'm not sure. Yeah, thank you, Deborah. I agree. I want to see a normal, natural-looking person. I want to see people age gracefully, okay? This whole concept of, let me get rid of my wrinkles. Your wrinkles, it's character. There's beautiful detail in each wrinkle. You got the face, there. It's just lips. You've seen that guy, right? Where you show up, you can't even see the eyes. You're looking, you know, it's like, you're looking good, dude. You can't even speak anymore because there's so much going on now. The tongue has also tripled in size. You're having trouble breathing. But your lips look good, right? Deborah, you know what? Danik, you're hilarious. Danik was in a relationship like that, where this lady was like, she was begging or having you buy things. Yeah, I think there's been a lot of those gold diggers out there. That's why some of my favorite videos is to watch these people like pull up in a Lambo and they'll sit on the side and pretend they're like homeless and be like, yeah, you beautiful. And this lady like, I ain't never had time for you. I got a boyfriend. And then I'm like, oh, okay, you sure? I mean, like, you're so beautiful. I'd love to just take you out sometimes. She's like, what are you gonna do? You ain't got my money to buy me. You can't buy me stuff. And then he'd be like, oh, okay, no, that's cool. And then he like, beep, beep, goes over to like a Lambo. And then she's like, what, is that your car? And he's like, yeah, no, this is my ride over here. And he's like, oh, I'd love to go for a ride. And I go, yeah, jump in. And she tries to jump in, like, oh, the door's locked. Well, because this car doesn't take gold diggers. You know? Oh, it's so funny. Oh, my goodness. Danik said he gave a house to this one person. You know what the weird thing is? And Danik could probably explain a little bit more into the mindset of this, but I think once you realize you can manipulate, like she's realized she can manipulate people, they try to make it a game. Like, this is a game for her. Oh, maybe I can get a hotel room now. Maybe I can get a jet. Maybe she says she's out looking for a man. You're not looking for a man. You're looking for free shit. And it's baffling to me that people, and it's not baffling actually, men are so weak. You know, if a beautiful woman comes up to you, and even if you're an attractive guy, if you're not attractive, whatever, if a beautiful woman comes up to you and is like, hey, you know, you're a single person, you're going to respond like this. Now, if you're married and someone comes up to you like that, you'll be like, go pound sand, lady, with your stupid lips. You know what I mean? Obviously, you've been doing some work with those lips, and it's not the Botox we're talking about. But in general, you go up to a guy, no ring, he's sitting there in Miami, and you say, hey, oh, could you do me a favor? And you have that stupid, silly voice. Like, I'll tell you what, if she walked in there with a New York accent, she's like, you know, look, I got a question for you. I'm here in Miami right now, you know? I want to do some, like, yayo while I'm down here, you know, go out with my friends, get another stupid tattoo right here in my chest, and then I'm heading back to Brooklyn. You know, can you buy me a hotel over here? He'd be like, get the fuck out of here. You're an American citizen. You were born in Brooklyn. Get out of here. You know, it's her stupid. What's up, como se dice? Como se dice, Hilaria Baldwin? Guys, cucumber, when you're doing it, like Hilaria did, and this lady does on a daily with the cucumber in her mouth, Botox style. I'll put a better picture of her stupid lips when we get to the replay of this. That they're dumb. Look at those stupid... I mean, I'm looking at it. That's pretty bad. That's as dumb as it gets right there. Let's see what else we have here. The South Asia native. That's why she's got that little...
I'm from Singapore.
Yeah, you're Singaporean? And you're showing up here trying to get free stuff out of me? You know your uncle's like the freaking billionaire of all billionaires in Singapore. And you're here milking the system. Moinking. Some people say moinking. Look into it. Other social media's videos show her being bewilderingly successful in getting random strangers off the street to buy her a $1,000 Tiffany company necklace, a $4,000 Chanel bag on the spot. My point of doing these videos is to find a husband. Yeah! That's the last thing you're looking for. Okay, good example. This is a good-looking dude right here, all right? Let's just look at this. He's tall, he's slender, he's in good shape. Ear pods should come out. That's not good for you. But good-looking dude, nice profile, right? Handsome man. He's got the Nikes on. He's there, he's doing it. She comes over and gets a Tiffany necklace. She's not like, hey, I'd love to go out with you and get to know you a little more and understand what's inside that physique, inside that mind of yours. You know, you're here looking like Tom Hiddleston and like, I wanna know more about that. Can I date you, Tom? You know, Hiddleston's like, I'm in. I haven't done a film in a little bit, I'm in. I think that may be Tom Hiddleston. Isn't that him? Right here. One of the reasons guys' videos say to women like, we are women, we could ask for things. This man, Tom Hiddleston, bought her a ring. The aspiring bride, she's not aspiring bride. She's aspiring to scare men into submission. It's like we're in this really weird time in history where you can't be even like forward with a woman anymore, I believe. You can't say things like, or be chivalrous, like, let me get the door for you. And you can't say, hey, Lane, I want to take care of you. You stay home and take care of our kids. You can't say stuff like that in this 2024. And in the same breath, you have people like this out there manipulating and being like, oh, do this for me, do that for me, because you should, because I'm a girl and you're a boy. And it's like, let's pick one thing. Maybe the way it used to always be, which is kind of more like this wackadoo, you know, where she's doing what she's doing. So yeah, I think we've all likely dated people who are straight up gold diggers. I know if I think back, I've been married for 16 years, but before that I dated and, you know, I can remember women who were just all about wanting to go out to nice dinners and stuff like that, instead of getting to know who the person is that they're sitting down with for dinner. So I understand this concept here, but don't pretend the charade that you're here looking for a husband. You're not. You're looking for free crap. Because this is a great example of who could be a husband. This guy right here. Good looking guy. That's Tom Hiddleston. He's an actor. All you have to do is play your cards right, lady.
Excuse me. Can we go out to dinner so I can learn a little more about you, Tom Hiddleston?
No, she leads with the, you know, the Tiffany necklace deal.
Excuse me, you make me really happy and buy me a Tiffany necklace? $1,000 Tiffany necklace?
Hiddleston's like, look, I made that like just to take one breath. I'm Tom Hiddleston, multi-millionaire, okay? I could buy you a necklace from Tiffany, sure. I'll just do it for the hell of it. But if you got a chance to know me, if you got a chance to know what was in here with Hiddleston, you know? We could take this the long run, you know? She just wasn't up for it. She wanted that Tiffany necklace. But like I said, to me, it's about the likes, the followers, the impact of the awe that she's creating on TikTok, on Instagram. Like, what the? Because I'm watching that, and I'm like, uncomfortable. I don't know about you guys. I was uncomfortable watching her do this. It is disgusting to hear someone do this. Like, I want to watch one more so you guys can see how disgusting this is. You don't do that. Here we go. There's another one. Let's listen to this. Here we go. Tom Hiddleston.
Hi. I lost my necklace. Did you see something here?
She lost her necklace right there in front of him.
No, nothing.
You don't see it?
Yeah.
Like, look at Hiddleston. I'll buy you
one. Like, I don't know, where is it? It was such a special necklace, you know?
Oh my goodness.
Which one was it?
It was like a necklace from Tiffany.
No, I'm here from 10 minutes walking and talking to the phone. And
you didn't see anything? Oh, okay. Carolina, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Benny.
Benny. Maybe you can make me happy and buy me the Tiffany necklace, you know?
The Tiffany necklace?
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Oh, okay.
To make you happy.
Oh, yeah, see? Okay. He thinks he's getting banged. Look at her in the stupid lips, guys. Here we go. Look. It's either, I think that may be the Superman guy. That's actually Superman. He's pretending with the French accent.
Yeah, you did. She's like, look, how does it look? That looks great. He's thinking he's getting some. Look. Here you go. Can we go back to my room? I'm Superman. Oh my goodness. Oh! She's walking off with him, but it's not to do the bangaroo. I'll tell you what, this lady's out of her mind. She's got 558,000 followers to watch her do this. Oh my goodness!
Excuse me, I lost my ring.
She's such a liar!
It's somewhere here.
Look at her stupid lips.
No, I just got it 5 minutes.
Oh.
Could you buy me a ring?
Okay. Oh my God, I don't know what to do.
What kind of ring?
It was a Cartier ring, pink gold, rose gold. Yeah.
Just look around.
He's got a nice watch on too, so she sees her targets.
Carolina, nice to meet
you. Oh my goodness!
How was your day?
How was your day? Mine's terrible because I'm stealing them from you right now. Never had a ring.
Maybe we can go to Cartier store and buy me a ring?
Oh my goodness.
Because it's right there?
Yeah, it's not too far.
That's a very bold ass.
Yeah, see?
It never happened before. I could help you go look at one maybe and then we decide.
Okay.
What was your name again?
Carolina.
Oh my goodness.
Sean.
Let's go.
She's touching him, shoulder touches. Oh my goodness, guys. Look at her fake lips. Oh, I can't stand this lady. Oh my goodness.
Excuse me, I lost my
ring. I can't, guys. This is thievery. She's a scumbag. Freaking fake lips. I can't stand this lady. I never want to see her channel again. I hope I never get to see her. I can't stand this lady. Like, how disgusting of a human being are you? That you're out there lying to people saying, I lost something. Can you buy me a new one? And these poor guys, unsuspecting because they think they're getting a bangaroo. They think you're giving them the 1-2 Magoo. And instead what's happening is you're a pig. And you're out there pigging people. Oh, do you know what a hussar is, Frank? He's a pig. It don't fly straight. This guy here, that's marrying material. Do you hear his French accent? You don't I could go buy you a new necklace right now. We go to Cartier. Instead of banging him out, marrying him, babies with stupid lips, you know? Because you know she's doing Botox in the kids. It's like a look. They're doing their Christmas photo. They all have to have the same stupid look on. Carolina.
Excuse me, I lost my house. I had it, it was here, and I don't know where my house went. Maybe you could buy me a new house.
What? You want me to buy you a house? Yeah, I mean, I was here, and now you're here, but I don't see the house anymore. Like, maybe you could do the house and buy me the house? She does that. I know, I can't believe I asked you. Can you do it, though? Like, can we get a house? Like, you know, you sign it over to me, title in my name. Are we banging? No, we're not banging it out. You're just doing it for me. I need a house. I had a house. It was here. It came to the house. You're here. You're reading a book. And I said, buy me a house now. You know? Carolina, by the way. Carolina, nice to meet you. We could take a look. We could call a realtor. We'll go look at the houses in the area. And we'll see what's out there. And, like, we'll talk about it then, you know? Like, oh, okay. Shoulder touch, remember? Ear touch, you know? She's stupid lips, you know? She gets into the room, tells the agent to hang out downstairs. Oh, we want to look at the house. Could you stay here? Brings him upstairs. 1-2 Magoo. She starts doing the chess thing. Like, oh, I can see this house in mine. It reminds me of my house. You buy for me? You buy? Me? We banging it out later? That's the question. That's the question you have to ask if you're this guy. And again, I'm feeling bad for this guy. Tom Hiddleston / the guy who played Superman. Can't think of his name right now, but you know what I'm talking about. Looks just like him. He's not married, by the way. See? Superman. Anyway, are we done with this wackadoo? Last line in it. My first time with a sign, I was just looking for the husband. Right now, I know what I want. I want the rich husband. Because I need to go shopping. I need to go to nice restaurants. I need to go travel. And my future husband or boyfriend needs to support all of these things. and my medical issues from the sexually transmitted disease that you're probably bringing home doing the 1-2 Magoo, and those lips have something going on too. They're septic at this point. This lady, I'll tell you.
Thank you for watching.
Please hit the like on the way out the door, leave a comment and share. I'm live at 9 a.m. and after 9 p.m., so join us. This is the Mark Inspire Show.